Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Here we go with a big sale week Tuesday edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out hither and yon from Cali to Maine and Calgary to Ybor City and everything in between. It's with great sadness that we announce a passing of Rick Chrisman of Rick Salt fame, a very generous and unique individual that chose to wear a bungee cord instead of a belt to keep his trousers up, or at least attempt to. He was an entrepreneur, national chili cook-off winner, and a kind-hearted man. Funeral was yesterday in Mobridge, South Dakota. We'll keep you posted on the future of Rick Salt. We've been giving that stuff away for years and love it. Yesterday at the CME in Chicago, April Live Cattle closed down 177 at 186.67. The nation's top fat cattle sale is underway right now, even as I speak, at Stockman's Livestock. You can watch in real time at CattleUSA.com. March feeder calves dropped 142, closing at 251.55. Augie Doggies chilled at 268.10. Big sale week looming on Yonder Horizon at a reporting barns across the Great Northern Beef Belt. Check it. Big Stocker Feeder Special kicking off the week at North Platte Stackyards. Here's close to 400 head of 6 to 8 weight calves off the N-Bar N Ranch. Tri-County Stackyards in Motley, Minnesota will have a nice run of feeders on hump day. A lot of 7 to 9 weight calves on the sale, looking for greener pastures, and who ain't? Massive run at Stockman's Livestock with calves coming in from a 5-state area. Bred cows and heifers on the docket at BLA and aptly named Cowtown, featuring some of the best genetics from the Sandhills. Nice run of calves and yearlings tomorrow at Platte Livestock Market, right in the heart of South Dakota Dutch Country. Big sale Wednesday at Wyoming's legendary Torrington Livestock Market. Boxy Cattle Company and Winter Creek Livestock, just a few of the big ranches representing. All breeds calf sale at Lemon Livestock. Congrats to the new owners. We're going to tell you more about that as the week progresses. Thursday, it's an all-German lineup up north at Mowridge Livestock. Feeders rolling in from the Gehring, Ramberg, Kraft, Ruhr, and Keller Ranches, just to name a few. You go in the coffee shop in that neck of the woods and they may be speaking German. The feeder calf special this Thursday, at Prussia Livestock and the big hay burner, lawn ornament. Horse sale Saturday at Prussia Livestock. Regular sale in Ogallala, Nebraska after 6,000 head last week. Stock cows and bred heifers at our newest barn in Napoleon, North Dakota. State-of-the-art facility built to handle some of the toughest winters on the planet. Feeder calf and replacement heifer blowout Friday at St. Ange in Pahasapa. See video details and listings of these sales at Hot Barn Report on Facebook or TikTok. Watch all these sales and buy safely online at CattleUSA.com. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report. Thanks for listening.
Work safe, not hard. With the Day Bin Paddle Sweep, it's virtually impossible to get harmed. And talk about performance, the Day Sweep can handle an avalanche of grain as the flexible rubber paddles move the grain gently to the pump. Used by large cooperatives and farms alike for safety, value, and quality. With virtually no grain left in the bin. Thus, no need to enter the bin. See this amazing life-saving invention at daybinsweep.com. That's day with two A's, binsweep.com.